if you haven't started anything yet, I mean, this is the most ideal time ever in probably the last 30 years to start learning something. Because if you learn how to run a business, if you learn about retail, if you learn about office or medical office or storage or, you know, multifamily, I mean, this is the best time probably that you'll ever have in the next two decades to learn a new skill or learn how to do a business, because this is the time to not take action on the acquisition front if you don't have the knowledge to do it.
Your network is your net worth. Come listen to some of the most successful people I know share invaluable knowledge, stories, and advice in real estate, business, and beyond. This is Weiss Advice. Whether you want to take your business or personal life to the next level, look no further. Hello and welcome back to Weiss Advice. I am your host, Yonah Weiss, and today I have with me a special guest, a friend, Ryan Gibson of Spartan Investment Group. And Ryan, thanks for coming out. How are you doing today?
Thanks, Yonah. Thanks for doing all the work setting up the podcast. What a challenge and what a great value add to folks.
I hope so. I'm trying to do what I can. I hope you get value from this. And if you do, please, I guess, you know, leave a review or whatever you do on a podcast, you know, like, share, whatever. Anyways, Ryan is the chief investment officer at Spartan Investment Group and co-founder, by the way. And his experience in real estate development is included from ground up development of luxury condos, single family homes, full renovation projects, and located in challenging high density urban markets. So Ryan owns and manages rental properties in multiple states and has invested in apartment buildings, self-storage, and land development projects. For Spartan, Ryan is responsible for investor relations and capital raises for projects. And Spartan Investment Group is focused pretty much on, I would say, correct me if I'm wrong, but self-storage, right?
That's right. Yep.
You guys have a couple of other like random, like an RV park.
Yeah, and we're building a brand new double wide 217 lot manufactured housing community in Washington. So might be the first one built in Washington in the last 20 years.
Washington State, but, incredible.
Yeah, a couple of special projects, but storage is the focus.
Amazing. So what I know about Ryan, and what probably a lot of people don't know about Ryan, but I would love to learn a little bit more about. So you're actually a pilot.
Yes.
Right. So you were a commercial pilot flying planes, right? for how long did you do that for?
About 2001. Yeah. So I think 2000 is probably when I started my first lesson. And then 2001 is when I got my pilot's license.
And you're still doing it currently?
Yep.
Still flying.
Yeah. Very, very part-time. Yeah. You know, I really enjoy flying. It's a lot of fun. And it's kind of funny. The airline career was, you know, there's some days off. And, you know, I'll never forget that first day I had where I had a group of days off. I think it was like 5 days off in a row. And, you know, a captain says, well, what are you going to do with all your time off? He's like, you got to start thinking about what you're going to be doing on those days off. And I'm not the type of person that likes to get bored or watch grass grow. Mm-hmm. I like to stay active. So, you know, my entrepreneurial bug has been, you know, kind of overwhelming me and pushed me into real estate. And, you know, in addition to that, you know, you fly places and you're there for 12 to sometimes 72 hours and some overnights. And it gives you a lot of opportunities to continue, you know, get your sleep and work out and eat dinner, but also gives you the opportunity to work on a business. And, you know, you start doing that part-time for a little bit. And the next thing you know, you've got a company with over 4,000 doors and, you know, 25 plus employees. And, you know, you're like, wow, okay, now I need to make this my full-time thing and you know, really make the flying a hobby. So, that's just really, you know, kind of the evolution. Yeah. Yeah. So it's been good.
So that's amazing. So that's an incredible kind of way of looking at it, you know, 20 years ago. So you're like just kind of put in this situation where, hey, now I got to figure out, I have a job, right? But right. This job actually gives me free time. And you know what? I bet there's a lot of people listening to this who also have jobs that also have a lot of free time you know, whether it be, even if they have a full-time job, you know, a lot of people, you know, full-time doesn't necessarily mean that you can't have a little side hustle or do some things on the side, or maybe you have a part-time work, what have you. Maybe you're looking for work. What would you say? Well, I mean, what was that? If you can go back, you know, in time, yeah, what you were thinking about at the time. You see, you found into, it kind of led you into real estate investing, but like, what was that transition? Like, how did that happen?
I think we're living in like one of the best times ever, because, you know, and maybe it's always been this way, but like the first time I talked to you, I was on a layover in San Francisco. I actually remember that like it was yesterday. And I talked to you about doing a cost segregation study on an RV park. And I remember we had the conversation that maybe we just do it internally because of some things, but in hindsight, should have had you guys just do this, the cost segregation study. You've done many more since then, you know, for us. But I mean, that's just a great example of how do you manage your time? So, you know, just because you might say, well, Ryan's got all this free time, so he's got all this time to start a business, and I don't have that. But not every single pilot out there has started a side business, right? So it's making decisions, calculated decisions of what to do with your spare time, because everybody has spare time. Everybody's not busy, you know, 100 and whatever hours, however many hours are in a week, right? There's 100%. There's time to do things. You make choices like every minute of the day. And, you know, on a layover, I mean, you know, sometimes I'm not the most popular pilot when I say, hey, sorry, I'm not going to go out to dinner with the crew and, you know, spend the time out on the street and, you know, doing things. I'm going to focus on, you know, learning or working on my business. Or, you know, when I go to the gym, you know, are you going to jam to some tunes, or are you going to pop in a podcast and learn about 1031 exchanges or cost segregation studies or how to do depreciation or how, what a triple net lease is, or, you know, jam to a podcast, right? So there's so many.
Yourself.
Yeah. And I think that was really the transformation. And I think that's what I was saying, you know, living in today's world. I mean, there's just, everybody is just providing so much great value for free, mm-hmm. and it's right there in your smartphone, and you can just, you pop it in and it's like, what do you want to learn about today? I mean, do you want to learn about, you know, or maybe you just start in any random real estate podcast and then it talks about something and you're like, oh, I'm interested in that topic. And then it just leads you astray.
Right.
And the next thing you know, you're an expert. And that's, I think that's really what's, you know, what's neat about, you know, our current environment.
Absolutely. So, there's so many opportunities out there, but I love what you said about the kind of using your spare time, and everyone has spare time, and you'd surprise yourself. And it just reminds me of a story. There was a famous rabbi passed away about 25 years ago. His name was Rabbi Moses Feinstein, probably one of the most famous rabbis of the 20th century. Scholars, over about 500,000 people showed up to his funeral in New York.
Wow.
And the New York Times, you know, had pictures of that. And it was incredible because he had never, you know, probably never looked at a New York Times in his life. And, you know, most people reading that had no idea who he was, but in the Jewish world, he was very famous. Anyways, he was a scholar, incredibly brilliant person. And there's something that the Jewish people, we do something called the Daf Yomi, or we learn the Talmud, which is a huge Jewish, you know, volumes and volumes of text of Jewish law. And a lot of people have a tradition to do it, learn one page of it every single day. And if you do that, you finish in 7 years. Okay.
Sure.
About 2,800 pages. And it's just continual learning stuff. What a lot of people do. Anyways, this rabbi used to, you know, do the entire thing every year. Okay. And he would, several times a year, he would complete the study. And one time he made, and we do a celebration when we finish that. It's like a big party, a big, you know, a celebration. And, you know, he told one of his sons at a certain point, hey, I'm, you know, I'm going to do a celebration of the finishing, the completion of this. He said, well, didn't you just do one like a few weeks ago? You can't learn it that fast. You can't study it. And he said, yeah, no, but this is the, I'm doing this and completion of it, you know, a special time set aside that I would study it on a different kind of track, that whenever I was waiting in line or waiting for a bus. And so he had a book with him. He would take with him everywhere. And he had a totally different track from the normal track that he completed this whole thing that takes some people 7 years to do in just the time that he was waiting, okay, between things. And so that's incredible. You think about it. If you take, you know, people think, oh, 20, you know, 3,000 pages I can never do. But if you just take 10 minutes at a time, you know, once a day or once a week, you can complete, you know, so many incredible feats.
Yeah. And you have to have the mindset for that. You know, you have to have the, I think we'll probably end up talking about mindset in a minute, but
yeah,
you know, you've got to be in the mindset of like, okay, I'm getting in my car. One thing I always do, this is a habit that I've recently made myself aware of. So when I go in my car and I drive somewhere, before I just fire up the engine and drive away, I sit there for a second before I start the engine and I say, what can I do on this car ride that isn't distracting, right? Mm-hmm. But that is productive. So who do I need to call, mm-hmm. right? Who do I need to have a conversation with? Or who can I catch up with? Or who haven't I talked to in a while? Or is there a meeting, you know, can I plan my conference call? Do I have to be in front of a computer for it? Or can I be driving to somewhere? Right. And there you go. I mean, everybody, if you commute to work, has 2 hours in the car, right? Everybody, or a subway or a train, or maybe you work from home and you don't have a 2 hour commute. So you even have that time back to yourself. Right. So I think everybody, if you just make a conscious effort to be efficient, mm-hmm. and cut loose, I mean, you know, Friday night, you know, hey, you want to jam out? Great. But if you've been listening to podcasts all week, you do have to take a moment to like, you know, give yourself some free time. But, you know, I like to try to be efficient as much as I can. Cleaning the house, podcast, you know, book, you know, working out in the morning, podcast or book, you know, whatever it might be, it's always going. And I think that's really, really contributed to the success as well. Really doesn't matter what job you're in or what profession you do. You have that extra time.
100%. And like you said at the beginning, it's about the mindset. It's about that focus and the intention of, you know, thinking before you start something, you know, what am I going to do? How am I going to maximize this time? How am I going to utilize this time to do something productive and not just, you know, kind of veg out or let my mind wander, which, you know, there are times when just letting your mind wander is a good thing. Especially you want to think about out of the box, maybe that's the thing you want to do, but it doesn't matter because it's about the focus and it's about that intention before you start. Hey, how am I going to use this to be productive? And I think that's huge.
Yep.
Incredible.
Absolutely.
So what would you say to someone who is, obviously you mentioned you listen to podcasts and you listen to audiobooks and things like that, where you're continually educating yourself in different areas of real estate. And you guys are focused specifically in Spartan in, like we said, self-storage, even though you got the manufactured house, you have the RV parks, but self-storage is the main thing. Now, right now, I want to kind of switch gears a little bit because I think, you know, you said even before we started recording this that you guys got a lot of projects going on, right? You have a lot happening still. I think there are a lot of people that are scared right now in this environment with the pandemic going on, at least at the time of this recording. And, you know, don't know what's going to be with the current market situation. How are you guys handling that? And obviously, it sounds like you are going forward with, you know, acquisitions and developments and things like that.
So I think I can't remember the famous entrepreneur that says, if you don't know what to do, don't do anything, right? I think it's Mark Cuban. But, you know, if you don't know where to put your money, don't, like, seriously, this is not the time to jump in and do a deal and it'll be okay. This is not a good time because I think the markets are definitely volatile. If you're educated and the axe is sharp and you've been preparing, then you can probably make sense to a certain extent. Not all of us can. Not all of us can predict what's going to happen, but you can reasonably kind of assess the market. If you haven't started anything yet, I mean, this is the most ideal time ever in probably the last 30 years to start learning something. Because if you learn how to run a business, if you learn about retail, if you learn about office or medical office or storage or, you know, multifamily, I mean, this is the best time probably that you'll ever have in the next 2 decades to learn a new skill or learn how to do a business. Because this is the time to not take action on the acquisition front if you don't have the knowledge to do it.
Right.
If you do have the knowledge to do it, you know, we, you know, at Spartan, we've been saying, you know, oh my God, we've been waiting for this. You know, we kind of sort of started kicking tires on real estate in 2006. And, you know, we didn't do any really deals or anything. And then we kind of watched the market tank. And then, you know, in 2009, 2010, we started you know, buying some rentals, you know, as individuals, kind of doing deals. And when 2014 is when we really had the knowledge base and we were really starting to charge forward and start a business. But by then it's 2017, 2018, and we're just sitting here going, this is gonna run out of gas, right? So then we were like, okay, you know, oh man, when is this market going to shift so we can really take advantage of it? You know, and that time is now. So, you know, our discussions have been over the last, you know, few weeks is, oh my God, finally it's here. You know, there's going to be some upset in the market that we can take advantage of, volatility. But if I was just getting started, I would say, you know, geez, this is the great time to really learn a new skill. And to, I mean, and everybody's making their courses online for free right now. Everybody who's been charging and, you know, NOIP, all their courses are free. You know, I mean, those are expensive courses, and they've made them all wow, available online. I mean, I don't know if big Cardone fans. I mean, Cardone U is all free right now. Everybody under the sun is doing free webinars and real estate meetups. I mean, if there's any time to learn it, you're staring right at it. So don't worry about doing deals right now. Worry about getting educated if you haven't done a lot of projects. But I will say our focus specifically has been, okay, we're going to really kind of pump the brakes. We're going to extend out our purchase and sale agreements, you know, to have extended due diligence timeframes. And we've been focused at Spartan over the last 45 days of really focusing inward, taking a defensive posture and working on our internal systems to really clean up any messes that we have in operations. And it's been really productive, and we've really appreciated the sort of downtime, so to speak.
Incredible.
So
can you give me one, maybe just give me one example of something you've cleaned up in terms of operations?
Yeah, sure. We are cleaning up our KPIs. So our key performance indicators. We want to understand two things when we go into a market. We want to understand our business plan and our ability to execute our business plan and measure ourselves against the projections versus how we're actually doing. So we have developed KPIs for that.
Okay.
And we're developing KPIs for how we're doing compared to that local market. So, you know, it's one thing to beat yourself up if you don't hit your business plan. It's another thing to be a victim of how the market's going down.
Right.
So we're really trying to make sure that we're doing better, getting more than what we deserve in every market. And that's through better sales training, better customer experience, whatever it might be. So we're trying to create measurements that can bookmark ourselves against those targets so that, you know, as an asset manager, you know, we do all of our own property management, asset management, construction management, capital raising, all that stuff. So we want to be able to have a better dashboarding so that we can say, okay, this is how we're doing against, you know, actual versus pro forma. The other thing we've done that's I think is really cool is we've created a centralized portal. So like an intranet at Spartan. So when you know, so all of our employees that are being logged on, they can log on to a central place. Mm-hmm. They can click on HR forms, you know, fill out leave requests, you know, things like that. So we've really been focused inward. Those are a couple of things.
Yeah, those are great examples. I think anyone running a business, and you keep saying, going back, you say we, obviously Spartan is a team. And I had the pleasure of meeting some of them, not
yeah.
you.
Yeah,
I wasn't when there. I was out yeah. In Golden, Colorado last year. But how many people are on your team currently?
About 25.
25. Okay, and so yep. That's including property managers. And,
yep. Yeah, we have about, I think we have 11 now at corporate. So that office is actually going away. We're upgrading our office. We're like more than doubling the square footage.
Wow.
And we have about the remainder of the staff, you know, 13 or 14 or so are at the property level.
Hey, before we get to the final four, I just want to tell you about Streamlined Podcasts. Okay. I could not have a podcast if I didn't work with Streamlined Podcasts. As simple as that. These guys are my go-to. They do all the editing of these audio pieces that you guys are hearing. And I really couldn't do anything without it. I literally tried to start a podcast for about a year, and it was just daunting to me to spend time writing show notes, to do the audio recording, editing, taking out the ums, the ahs, the spaces, everything. These guys make it sound so crisp, so clear at such an affordable rate. And for my listeners and my listeners only, you're gonna be thrilled. If you're ever thinking of starting a podcast or you have a podcast, check them out at streamlinepodcasts.com. Set up a time to speak with them and use promo code WEISS, W-E-I-S-S, and you can get 20% off your first month if you do end up signing up with them. I guarantee you it's gonna be worth your while. Amazing. Ryan, appreciate all of the insight you've given us today. I want to jump into the final four, right? Which is sure. The four questions we're going to ask you. So we'll just jump right into it. What was the worst job that you ever had? And we know you were a pilot, but you are a pilot.
You know, I would probably say the worst jobs, well, the worst job. I know I should probably be on the ball here, but I think the worst jobs you can have, and I'm trying to jog my memory, I've had a lot of jobs, a lot. I think the worst jobs come with no training and no improvement. And I would probably say there was a sales job that I had, and it was like a multi-level marketing sales job. Pretty awful. Herbalife International. I hated that job. I didn't feel like the sales training was up to snuff, and I feel like there was just no clear structure to success. I didn't like it. Maybe it's different now. That was like 15 years ago. So,
okay. All right. Well, I appreciate that. I think you're on the point there. Like when there's no training and there's no kind of growth strategy there, which everyone needs. And that's really to the point that we spoke about before. There's just the continual education. And when you enjoy what you do, part of that is because you enjoy learning and you want to grow, you want to continue, you want to succeed. So, you know, that's going to come from above and from within. So I appreciate you pointing that out. I would not like a job like that. That's for sure. What is a book that has given you a paradigm shift?
Cash Flow Quadrant.
So it's Rich Dad book. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I know a lot of Kiyosaki fans, but guilty. You know, it provided a lot of clarity to my true journey to become a business owner. You know, obviously I've had W-2, I've been self-employed, and now I have a business, and I've been an investor, and I know I have more clarity around sort of when you kind of cross that threshold and being a business owner and being self-employed and understanding you can go to sleep at night and, you know, business still goes on and happens because you've created something. So yeah. I think that book really provided a lot of vision for me.
Sure. And Kiyosaki in general. In fact, I remember, I think the first time you mentioned it earlier on, the first time we spoke was when you were at a stopover in San Francisco. But the first time I actually heard you on Adam Adams' podcast.
You reached out on LinkedIn.
That's right. Yeah. And I remember Kiyosaki, you had mentioned the book Tax-Free Wealth from Tom Wheelwright on that podcast.
Oh, yeah.
And yes, I have a very good memory.
That was a good memory. And that's I was going to say that book was a close second. So I got the mindset with cash flow. Tax-Free Wealth was a really cool book. It just really, you know, I think I was already on the journey to being a business owner because of Cash Flow Quadrant, but the Tax-Free Wealth, I was kind of like, man, I did not understand how this tax game worked on real estate, but that book, I mean, just blew my mind. Great book. And I've seen Tom speak, you know, multiple times. He's a really smart guy. So
I think a lot of people don't understand taxes and real estate, and it's definitely a must read for anyone in the real estate business. And you particularly, Ryan, I mean, you have a focus, and you've told me this before, that, you know, just the tax advantages of real estate are so huge and so important aspect of the business that get underplayed by a lot of people, partially just because of undereducation, I think.
I'm a firm believer that you should basically not become a CPA and get licensed, but you should, if you're starting in this business and you're an operator or a deal sponsor or capital raiser, whatever it might be, I highly encourage people to learn everything you can about taxes because it's so important to understand how it all mechanically like intertwines and goes together because there's so many different strategies you can take advantage of. And I'm not saying become a CPA and fire your CPA. I'm saying become a CPA and have your CPA so you can kind of understand, you know, because you may leave out like key things to your CPA that even the best CPAs in the world wouldn't pick up on.
Right.
That can just completely change your strategy. So I would encourage learning as much as you can about taxes for sure.
100%. Okay. So question number three, Ryan, what skill or talent would you like to learn?
I want to learn how to do like mountaineering. I actually want to climb a summit, Mount Rainier. And, you know, I know there's a fitness side of it, but there's also probably more important, a skill side of it. And mm-hmm. I don't have those skills and I want to learn how to do that. And I plan to learn that in the next year.
Awesome.
So yeah.
Excellent.
There we
Excellent
go.
Choice.
I saved Beautiful. Myself.
And Mount Rainier is definitely a great place to start.
Yes.
And Ryan's in Seattle, which makes it easier.
Yep.
So number four, what does success mean to you?
You know, when I used to coach rowing in DC, there was a coach that said something to me that was really meaningful. You know, he goes, Ryan, he goes, I think you're a really good coach. And, you know, I really appreciate everything you've done for the program and things like that. And I said, I'm not as good as that guy. And, you know, I kind of referenced the team that was winning everything. And, you know, he said, the coach that wins everything doesn't really represent success. You know, it's the coach that can take a team from one level to a high performing level, right? That mm-hmm. really shows success. So, you know, and I'm just using as the coaches as an analogy, right. I think there's countless coaches out there that are way better coaches than even the top highly paid professional coaches because they know how to do a lot with a little.
Mm.
And I think the definition of success is not necessarily where you end up, but it's where you start and what you build in your organization and that process improvement and doing it and helping as many people as possible along the way become successful. I think that in my mind is success.
Awesome. Incredible. Thank you very much, Ryan. And where can our listeners find you?
My email is ryan@spartan-investors.com or our website has all of my contact information, schedule a call. And our website is spartan-investors.com.
Amazing. Thank you very much, Ryan. Appreciate you again so much coming on and look forward to when we can travel once again and we can meet
when dinner becomes a thing again. Yeah,
exactly. Exactly. And you know, until next time, just remember the best advice only comes when you ask. Real quick, I have one question for you. Did you like this episode? If you did, I want to ask you a huge favor. See, the biggest thing that helps this podcast grow and that will spread this message to the whole world is that if you leave a review, a rating, and subscribe to the podcast. What that does is it basically tells the platforms that this podcast is out on is that you like my stuff and I'm doing something right. So take a few seconds out of your day, hit that subscribe button, leave a rating or review. I would be extremely grateful. Also, I want to hear from you guys. So I want to hear some feedback. If you have any questions for future episodes, please find me on LinkedIn, send me a DM, a connection request, Yona Weiss, and I'd love to hear from you.